Dave, you're a trade unionist. In the issue of migration, we've always been confronted with this conflict in society about immigrants taking away jobs of in the country where immigrants are going. What do you, as a trade unionist, think of that argument?
Well, I can only say from my own experience in Canada, I mean, the whole nation was built on immigrants coming to Canada. And what we see now, in fact, are migrants doing the worst work with the least working conditions. So any trade unionist that is in an act of solidarity with other workers, which is fundamental to any meaningful workers' movement, is to stand together with those people, not from a place of sympathy or compassion, but a place of solidarity, because if one person is down, we're all down. When do we hit the bottom? If there's always someone that's going to be paid less and be treated worse than somebody else, it's a very slippery slope and doesn't help any worker in the long run, no matter who they are.
How do you feel about this demonstration today here?
Well, I'm really excited to see people taking the streets yet again, and we have to be conscious that each time we do it, it's just a step. We won't achieve nirvana in one day. This is a neoliberal way of thinking, that you just get what you want when you want it. But this has much more meaning, because of people taking risks, holding their head high, and people from all over the world doing this, and not just in Copenhagen today. And this tells me that no matter how they've tried to silence us, no matter how they've tried to make us feel like victims, no matter how much fear they instill in us and think that we're helpless, the opposite is true. And we see it every time we take the streets like this, that we have what it takes to keep fighting a system that really must be stopped.